Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's Noon America, Eruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta Nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Hump Day Live studio audience have their common sense caps on and are ready to make things happen in Take Action April. Today's topics on episode 199, social media, worldwide real estate, business growth tips, veteran therapy, Take Action to Save America and Yourself, delivered by our partners with Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Katie Brinkley, social media strategist. Molly Faulkner, the international queen of real estate. Steve Sims, helping you build and leverage relationships for maximum business impact. Josh Grieva, therapeutic scuba diving retreats for veterans, and myself. Facts and Take Action items to save America and yourself. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, Project Veritas exposed CNN, and they admitted their mission was to get rid of Trump, get him out of office, and push fear for the political propaganda pandemic. And now they're going to push fear for climate change. And they were caught on tape saying they're a propaganda outlet. Huh, I thought they were a news company. Number two, I want to give a shout out to Mike Patel. He's the owner of La Quinta by Wyndham at Broken Arrow. That's where I'm staying at the event that's coming up on Friday and Saturday. That's Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Conference to Reopen America in Tulsa, Oklahoma, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. He's a great man, Mr. Mike Patel. He's the owner. Very, very nice. So if anyone's in the area and needs to stay at a place, you want to stay at the La Quinta by Wyndham. Great place. Great hospitality. That Midwestern hospitality. The event is going to be unbelievable. Mr. Clay Clark's one of our partners. He's the host of the Thrive Time Show. You probably know him from his Lynn Wood Fireside Chats. And I'm going to be, it'll be live streamed on 6 platforms so everyone can watch. Currently sold out. I put the links to the website at the top of our homepage so everyone can tune in. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click one of the icons there, or one of the graphics rather, for the platform so you can listen or you can watch live. Everything's going to be live streamed. Several of our current and upcoming partners are speaking, Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. They were on episode 122, Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace. They were episodes 161 and 183. Clay Clark, he's episodes 126 and 191. Highly encourage you to listen to those episodes. Incredible content. Great guests. Other featured speakers are Lynn Wood, General Mike Flynn, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Mike Adams, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Christina Northrup, and so many more patriotic leaders. I'm going to the VIP dinner tomorrow. I'll be meeting the speakers and inviting them on the show on the platform. I'm going to try to do a live show while I'm there to bring you some behind-the-scenes scoop. So be sure to subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player and follow us on Facebook, even though I'm not a big fan, but apparently that's, I don't have a choice. They have a stronghold just about on everything in our lives, you know? And I will notify you when I'm going to go live on the show. And all the links are at the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the graphics. We don't know when the special guest, there's a special speaker, his name rhymes with Trump. He will be speaking at the event. We don't know when he's coming on, but I will post on Facebook once I find out. Today's topics on episode 199, social media, worldwide, real estate, business, growth tips, veteran therapy, take action to save America and yourself. It's April 14th, day 394 of 15 days to slow the spread. That's 394, day 394. Unbelievable. Of 15 days to slow the spread. It's time to rip off your dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
Put on your common sense caps for at least an hour. Get ready for some really great guests and be sure to watch as much of the two-day event as you can. I promise what you see and learn will change your life. It's time we all do something to grow our businesses, enhance the quality of our lives, and make a difference, especially in our communities. I don't know where my articulation is today. Remember, we're all in this together. It's we the people, and we hold the power. It's all about the consent of the governed.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever going to turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. Thought, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I created you. If not us, then who? If not me and you? Right now. Well, it's time for us to do something. If not now, then when? Well, it's not enough to do nothing. It's time for us to do something.
We're your censorship-free, safe space speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Today's topics on episode 199, social media, worldwide real estate, business, growth tips, veteran therapy, take action to save America and yourself. First up, Miss Katie Brinkley. She is a social media strategist and founder of Next Step Social Communications, and she's helping businesses grow through the power of digital and social media marketing and advertising. Audience, give her a big round of applause, please. Katie, welcome to the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. How are you today?
I am doing great, and I have to say, I've been on a lot of podcasts. This one is a lot of fun. I love what you do.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You are more than welcome to come back once a month as a recurring partner on our platform. You've got a winning ticket, my dear.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to woo me over. You say one nice thing and you're my friend for life, so you're good to go. Well, you know, we try to make it a little bit more lively, try to cram as much information in as I can about all kinds of different topics you're a social media. You know all about censorship. I mean, they might not be shutting you down, but obviously that's a big problem nowadays. And you've got all these new platforms that are popping up, thank God. And I'm sure by just checking out what we're all about, our platform, and listening to the intro, you know that we are being censored all over the place. So it's almost like I get to the point where I didn't want to waste the time to post because, you know, you might have 5,000 friends, but only two people see it. And with the wonderful people over at Facebook, they don't just sometimes they kick you off. Sometimes they give you a warning, and sometimes they don't even bother telling you. They just do it. You know what I mean? It's not having control.
There are a lot of social media platforms out there, and you're right. I've been helping businesses with their social media for 17 years now. I started back in the days of MySpace, helping bands get their music out onto the radio. And, you know, there's been a lot of social media platforms that have come and gone. And like I said, there's new ones that are popping up every day, it seems like. The latest one to really kind of take the world by storm is Clubhouse, which is the audio-only social media app. And, you know, even with that, there's already some copycats coming out. It's ever changing, and there's always something new coming so that everyone can really try and have a voice.
Now, that's still in beta testing only for the iPhone, right?
It is, but I would say within the next 4 to 6 weeks, it will be out for Android users as well.
Now, you have to only use it for on a cell phone, or is it something you could use a desktop for?
You can use an iPad or an iPhone. It's iOS only, mobile iOS only. So, like, I can't use it on my Mac or anything. I have to be attached to a mobile device for it.
Huh. Yeah, they just, you know, obstacles to the left, obstacles to the right. It's just, we the people, we just constantly have to keep bobbing and weaving at the tech gods.
Right?
It's unbelievable. All right, so let's talk a little bit about social media strategies. And how to maybe overcome some of this censorship issues, or some tricks, little tips that maybe can help people out. And then I have some real specific questions for you.
Sure. And I know that we're pressed for time, so I'll be fast. Like I said, I've been helping people with their social media for a while. And one of the biggest problems that I see businesses taking with their social media is having no strategy and kind of trying to just post on the fly. It's going to be hard for you to really grow unless you have a consistent strategy and you're posting when your audience is on and you're posting on the channels that your audience is on. A lot of businesses are trying to be on every single social media channel known to mankind. And as you said, there's some channels that your target audience might not be on, or they might not even see your post. So knowing who your audience is and going and posting on the channels that they are most active on is really going to help you grow your online presence with your social media.
Now, is there a certain strategy for the frequency of posting? I mean, can you overpost? Is it better to post on your personal and versus your business page? And then I've noticed just on my own kind of tracking a little bit, that if I share it to a page, I don't get as much activity as if I post it directly. So there's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where there's so much and it always changes, and you know, these algorithms that you have to outsource it. You can't do it yourself.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of the things that I try to teach a lot of my clients is how to read the insights so that you can post on the days that are best for you. But two, not everyone wants to be me. Not everybody wants to post on social media 3 times a day, every single day. They don't have the capacity for it. And so what I try to teach my clients is how to post 3-4 times a week and have fantastic posts that your audience is going to want to engage with and learn from. And that's really what's going to move the needle for you. You know, post better content, not more of it. And I think that, again, unless you have a team of 20 that can repurpose one blog 18 different times, I mean, you're not going to be as successful as some other people out there. But if you are showing up, 3-4 times a week, posting the exact type of content that's going to resonate with your audience on the social media channel that your target audience is on, that's what's really going to help you grow. And like you said, it's hard to keep up with all the different algorithms because every algorithm on every social media channel is different. So just trying to focus in on one is really what's going to help you not lose your mind.
Now, I've been told, or I heard, the rumor is that in order to help with getting exposure for your post, you have to engage with other people's posts. So liking just isn't enough anymore. You have to comment on their post so that you show up in their feed, or even though you're posting every day, just because they're your friend, or even if they follow you, they're not going to see any of your posts.
So you've been doing a lot of homework. I'm really proud of your knowledge on this. Yeah, so it's true, because I might see a post, you might have posted today, but I might be seeing something that you posted 3 days ago because it did really well in the Instagram algorithm. So it's showing me your older post first. So it is really confusing sometimes with what gets shown to your audience and when. I also think that it's really important to comment on other people's posts. One, mostly just because it's called social media for a reason. It's meant to be social. If you're commenting on a post, that does mean that you are either starting or contributing to the conversation, again, being social. So I think that is something to keep in mind of trying to comment when it makes sense. That is how I've found the most success with growing my business and my clients' businesses, is through the comments, because, again, like you just said, then your social media handle is showing up in their feed. And, again, that's just additional exposure.
Now, what I've noticed lately is I'm not getting the email notifications that somebody posted. Like, it'll go through spurts, and this is just for Facebook, and I have a feeling maybe they just changed the algorithm. So I'll go through a phase where all of a sudden I'm getting all these email notifications that either I was tagged in something or somebody mentioned it, or it's people that I follow, and it says that they posted something, or they posted an update, or whatever the language is. Mm-hmm. But then literally for the past week, I haven't had any. And then I went on Facebook and I went, how come the emails aren't matching up or even close to matching up? So is it something that Facebook adjusts, or is it just a hit or miss? Or it's just odd that it goes in spurts where there's a batch and then crickets.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I don't know the answer to, because I've turned off my email notifications, but I know my mom keeps hers on, and she appreciates seeing email, because that way it takes her directly to that post or that, you know, that person's comment if she clicks on it. It's less having to scroll through your notification feed. So I totally understand why people still have the email notifications. You know, I wish that I had a better answer for you other than I don't know as to why it wouldn't work for the past few days. But sometimes, anytime that there's an update, they're working on a new feature, things can get backlogged. So you could get a giant spurt of emails coming through within the next few days with all those past notifications.
So do you have any advice on how to manage the notifications, or maybe like a pattern that you should get into, or kind of be like your own system where maybe you have to go on once a day or twice a day to see? Because otherwise, if you're not getting a notification on email and you're not online, right, because you don't have it up on your screen because you're doing, you know, you're working. That's the thing is social media, yes, you're getting your name out there and your information, but you're busy doing your job or you're busy working. You don't have the time to play on Facebook to see if somebody gave you, you know, sent you, did something to engage with you, and then there's a notification. So is there a certain strategy,
exactly,
or something that people can implement to manage that, so at least they're responding in a timely manner?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's a great point. And one of the things that I like to do is, like I said, create the strategy so that your posts are already scheduled and ready to go. And so that way you've already taken away, like, so one day a week, you sit down, schedule your posts out for the week, and then you have the rest of the week to really do just that, be social on social media, go in, check 15 minutes on your lunch break, go in and check the socials. And then honestly, the time that I check my social media is in bed at night, like before, like while I'm winding down, you know, I'll read a book, you know, I'll actually check my socials, and then I'll read my book, put the phone down, you know. So I will do it at night before I go to bed, just because then I'm like, all right, and everything's done. I've checked it at lunchtime for a few minutes. I check it at night. And then honestly, that's the best way to kind of just step away from it and get your life back. Because again, not everybody wants to be on social media all day, every day like me.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I'm not a fan, but I have no choice. And it's very time consuming once you're doing all the action steps that are involved.
Yeah.
Social media people.
It is.
Yeah, but you're a necessary evil. You are a necessary evil, and you're only growing in popularity. So congratulations for picking the correct industry to do.
Yeah, you know, and it's always changing. So, I mean, like I said, there's always new platforms coming out there and always things to continue learning. So the second I figure out one platform, it seems like there's another one that I need to learn.
Yeah, there's a new one, Mike Lindell's Frank Speech. For anyone who's listening, they you could go on to frankspeech.com, get a VIP code, and then Thursday at midnight, I think it is. No, Monday. I think it's Monday. They're doing like a 48-hour nonstop live stream influencer / how to, what's it's all about, big launch. So go to frankspeech.com, get your VIP code so you can log in on Monday and check it out. So that's my social media advice with my limited social media knowledge. Katie, give your contact information, plug a website. And I think if you've got a podcast, go ahead and plug that too.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks again for having me on. I have my own podcast. It's Rocky Mountain Marketing. And if you want to check me out on socials, obviously I'm on all of them. You can search me by my name, Katie Brinkley. And on Instagram, I am Katie Brinkley. On Instagram, Clubhouse, Katie Brinkley. So that's the best way to get in touch with me is on social media.
And is there any relation to Christie Brinkley? Because you guys do kind of look similar in your photos.
You know, I wish I could say yes, because then I think that I probably wouldn't need to be a social media strategist.
Exactly. All right. Well, I just thought when I saw that name, I'm like, huh, I don't know. Let me see the picture. Oh, okay. Well, could be. You never know. You got to ask. You never know. So what I'm going to do, Katie, is do me a favor. Send me the link to your podcast, and I'm going to add that to our must listen to page where I list all of the guests and our partners, and then also some other great shows that people should turn into, whether they're podcasts, talk radio shows, live streams, or TV shows that are the must listen to people, so you can get the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. And I will add your information to that page. So.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Thank you again so much for having me. And you know, anytime you want to talk social media, I'm game.
That works for me. We love our social media people because it's such a, you know how I feel about it already, everybody. So make sure that you jump on for a spot in May. Just use the same link that you did before, and we'll talk to you next month.
Sounds awesome.
All right. Thanks, Katie. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. We went over there, but I have a little cushion room with my schedule today, because I am bringing up the rear of the show. We're not going to go very long today because I've got to get prepped. I've got a lot of stuff to do before I get on a plane very, very early tomorrow. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to put a mask on to get on a plane, So that's not going to go very well. It should be an interesting experience at the airport. This is the first time I have flown since the political propaganda pandemic started. And, you know, I don't leave the house much to see the insanity out there. So this is going to be one heck of a school trip outing. Let's bring on our next guest. My next guest is Molly Faulkner. She's the founder of Faulkner International, and that is the queen of international real estate. Let's see if she got that condo. So I need a trip. Audience, give her a big round of applause. Good golly, Miss Molly, when are we going down to Mexico?
Whenever you're ready. Actually, it's not completed until the end of the year. So when everything is all set, we are going. It's still in construction mode.
Why didn't you buy something that was already done? Come on,
I will take you anytime on my treats. How's that? You tell me when. I'm going again next month.
Are you buying another one? Or are you looking at another project? So what city were you in? Where were you?
There were three. It's in Tulum, Playa del Carmen, and Merida. So it's the Riviera Maya in Mexico, that beautiful northern part, you know, where you got all the white sandy beach. But tomorrow I'm going to a new development in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. So I'm going on a 4 a.m. flight.
Now, where is Punta Cana? Is that what you said?
Punta Cana.
Okay.
It's in the Dominican Republic, the Caribbean islands.
So you're really going international, because Mexico technically is it's international, but not really. I mean, you could drive there, right? So technically,
yes,
if you could drive there, not so much. But this is real, like Dominican Republic. That's real international.
Yes. So this is a new development. It's actually finishing up 2023, but the first floor has already been sold out. So I wanted to go and see the progress. So I'm going to be there for a week to talk to all the developers and also the legal departments, and to make sure that everything is good for the investors and the people who are buying, and to make sure that they're secure wherever they are.
So what about costs? Give me a ballpark.
Well, the one-bedroom cost starts at $235,000, and then you have a beautiful luxury penthouse, about $785,000 start out.
All right, so this is the high-end part.
It's not bad.
Yeah, yes. Well, our Mexico one that we were talking about last month was like $135,000, somewhere in there.
Yes.
A little bit more affordable.
Yeah, it's $125,000 to $145,000, which is not bad for, you know, one to two bedrooms, and it's in the golf communities. It's a beautiful, you know, production. You'll see when you go.
Yeah, I know. Well, gotta wait. I wanna go now. Instant gratification.
But you have to get on the plane tomorrow morning. So I'll see you at the airport.
I'm definitely going on the trip tomorrow, but I mean, you know, like in another month or so, then I could take a little excursion down south. So
okay,
in the Dominican Republic, and I definitely will. Don't worry about that. I will definitely remind you several times. So
yes.
In the Dominican Republic, because you're looking at that 235 and up, the key thing about the Mexico, and I think we were talking maybe, somewhere else a little bit further south, people were retiring there because it was affordable and they could really get a bang for their buck. Plus the cost of living was very, very inexpensive overall.
Yes.
But
yes.
Dominican Republic, is it because of the area that you chose for this particular project that it is
at a
higher price point, or is it just because that's what Dominican Republic is if you want to be safe? You know, my big thing, safety in these other countries.
It's actually this part of the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, where I'm going to. It's got the world-class GPA, PGA golf tournaments happening every year. So it's only about maybe 20 minutes from this development. And it's a seaside, so it's oceanfront. You have a 180-degree view of the ocean when you open up your windows. So it's more of like the Santa Barbara of California.
Okay.
It's a higher end of living, so yes.
And you own the land, you know, like here in the United States and now Mexico, or is it a little squirrely on how the ownership is?
Actually, what it is that you're buying a unit, so it's like a condo. So it's like in the U.S., when you buy a condo, you actually don't buy the entire thing. You only buy that particular, you know, unit. So same thing with Mexico and Dominican Republic. You buy a unit, and it's actually a five-star hotel unit. So it's 24/7 room service. If you don't live in it, you can rent it out and you get the returns, which is about between 5% and 7% annual returns per year, which is not
bad. So the strategy on this particular condo complex is to rent it out, to go in as an investor and have them, you know, rent it, turn it, use it as a hotel for all the amenities and get your return that way, not necessarily for retirement strategy.
Well, actually, it's both. I have some that are going to retire there because they're golf. They love golf. It's a golf retreat. It's a golf community, and it's got the best of healthcare. The best of everything. So they go there, and some people live there, and then maybe 6 months out of a year, they want to come back and stay in the U.S. because of the, you know, for Christmas and New Year and all that. So they come back. So and when they come back, whatever's that month that they're not staying there, they can use it as a hotel rental for, you know, whoever wants to go and visit. And that's how they get their income. So it's both ways.
So how are your investors feeling about investing in foreign countries or what are some of the obstacles that you have to overcome with them? Because, you know, investing is all about assessing risk, right? And you're always going to look for your best rate of return, but you also have to incorporate what is the level of risk. And anything outside of investing in the United States has a totally different layer of risk. Not only is it far away, it's another country, they have different rules. So what are the obstacles there for the investor, or some of the questions or apprehensions they have that you overcome with them by just delivering more of the facts?
Well, actually, there's not too much of a risk. The citizenship and second residency is very easy to get as long as you buy a home there. And Dominican Republic as well as Mexico falls into the national law called, it's the worldwide law, it's called the Tax Exemption Benefits from Law 158-01, and it's called, I think, the Confutor is the language. You actually get the tax exempt on transfer tax when you give that to your heirs or whoever is going to inherit the property, for example, and it exempts them from also an annual real estate tax for 15 years. So it's actually more of a gain for any investors than not. And to get a residency, it only takes about 6 months for you to get.
So
compared to anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, it sounds like there's layers of insurance that have been put into these different countries for real estate ownership as opposed to how it was years ago when it was a little bit more of a wild west. And just because you always were worried, like, okay, well, one day you're like, oh, you don't have a condo anymore, lady. You go, what happened? Yeah. Oh, we decided to just take it. Oh okay.
Yeah. It's not the same anymore. It's actually very advanced now, and they're you know, developing more. And majority of these Caribbean countries, actually, they depend on tourism, like Costa Rica and Panama. We know Panama very well. We know Costa Rica very well and Belize. But Dominican Republic, it's in the same, you know, circle, and that's why that law actually is put together so that all the Caribbean islands benefit of, you know, for any investors. And Americans and the French and the Canadians have been going to these countries since the 1950s. I mean, even Frank Sinatra sings about it. So, you know, it's not something new.
It's amazing once these governments find out and they taste the revenue from the tourism and they see the cash flow coming in. It's amazing how they change their rules to accommodate to allow people to bring their money.
Well, if you live in Mexico and you make a ton of money, you have a choice of either paying Mexican taxes, which is like 0.0%, in compared to the American taxes, which is about 28%. So usually people file their taxes in Mexico instead of in America.
Yeah, for retirement, it makes a lot of sense nowadays, especially with the direction of a downward spiral that we're headed. So Molly, give
it's
your contact information, please.
Thank you. It's mynewcalhome.com. It's mynewcalhome.com. And it's Molly Faulkner. Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're such fun to have on. I love giving you a hard time about the condo, and especially in these foreign countries that you keep going to. But I'm learning a lot. I'm not an investor yet, but I'm learning a lot. So thank you so much, Molly. Make sure you jump on for May, and maybe you can have them expedite that condo construction because I need a vacation.
Yes, I will.
All right. Yeah, push them a little harder, would you? All right. Thanks, my dear. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ah, she's so much fun. I love Molly. She's such a supportive partner, which is great. I mean, she understands the concept of what this patriotic purpose-driven resource platform is all about, which is partnerships and collaboration. So promoting each other on social media, sharing, liking, commenting on posts. And it really makes a big difference when we all do that together because everybody grows together. Everybody's promoting one another. And that's what we're trying to do on this platform. In addition to giving you trustworthy resources, experts, and professionals who know what they're doing. So if you want to learn, you can always tune in. Everything's free, right? All this information's free. You're not paying a monthly fee or any of that stuff, and you're getting an incredible amount of quality content. I mean, just March alone, our March Maskless Madness We went live every single day, and then we had our all-star segments from our partners on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I've listened to these shows over and over, and they were just unbelievable. And as I was mentioning, I think it was Monday or last week, that the amount of content, you're talking like tens of thousands of dollars of content. So if you could just listen to some of these episodes, just if you want to start with the all-star episodes for the month of March, it will literally change your life and your business. Doesn't cost you a dollar. Just take out your pen and paper, put on that common sense cap, tune into some of those. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you go to the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see the All-Star Partner page. You just go ahead and click on that. That'll get you to, you can listen on your favorite podcast player or directly on the website. And then, of course, if you want to learn more about the specific guests, contact them. They will give you always VIP treatment if you tell them that you came and heard them on the platform, on the show. They love to get feedback from our listening audience. Usually they offer some discount on their services. A lot of the times they have a ton of free content on their own website. So if you just click their name or their company name, it'll get you directly to their websites too. And that's on all the shows. So I suggest just start with 171. That'll give you an overview of the whole month. We cover five different topics each week, and that's what the All-Stars focus in on. And if you're interested in becoming a partner, if you go to the Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see if you want to become a partner, and there's a graphic on most of the pages. You just click on that to become a partner, schedule your seven-minute spot, and you can join us on this amazing partnership platform to really get the messages that matter from the people you need to know about so we can help more people grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference. And that's everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Let's bring on our next guest, Steve Sims. He is quoted as the real-life Wizard of Oz by Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine. He's helping you build and leverage relationships for maximum impact. He's also a best-selling author with Bluefish, The Art of Making Things Happen. And he's a very sought-after coach and speaker. Audience, give this man a big round of applause. Steve Sims, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I didn't expect an accent. I love it. I love the accent. And welcome to our platform. I am so excited to have you as a new partner. And I've read all your information. Very, very impressive. I don't think the audience has any idea what they're about to experience here for the next 10 minutes or so. But when I read through everything, I said, okay, this guy's the real deal. I love when the rubber meets the road and the people can really own up to practicing what they preach. You know, there's a lot of noise out there, Steve. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of people who are instant coaches. They are, they claim this, they tell you that, they promise you that. And the next thing you know, you keep buying package after package and course after course. And there's a comma in the next one. And then there's you go to the next one and you're like, what did I really get out of it? And then you find out the person you hired never started a company, bought a company, sold a company, and you're like, why am I listening to this person? But now I'm so vested in and I spent all this money. So you got to be careful, guys. You got to be careful who you put your trust into, whether it's for your personal life, your health, or your business. So that's why we have them on the show. So you can listen to them once a month, and then you can also then listen to their shows. As I mentioned earlier, you'd go to the Partners or Patriots tab, or the Take Action tab, go to the Must Listen To page and, you know, start following them, learn from the pros, find out who really knows what they're talking about. So with that intro, Steve, I hope you can live up to what I just said. No pressure.
I hope so. Yeah, no pressure at all. You're right. There's a lot of gurus and Insta gurus today. People are thinking just because you can slap a couple of pretty pictures up on your Instagram profile of you leaning in against a car you don't own or stood next to a yacht or a jet that you don't own, that you've got instant credibility. I think that's changing, and I hope it is, because I think tolerance is getting really low now, and we don't want to put up with it anymore. We do ask, well, look, if I'm going to buy a course from you on how to grow a better business, how to scale up, how to build relationships, why should I buy it from you? And I think anyone spending money should ask that question. And any coach or consultant selling that package should be prepared to answer it with substance and credibility.
Exactly, exactly. And the other thing, too, is because I would say 2 or 3 years ago, a lot of these platforms were launched where you could easily put together an on-demand course. Literally, some of these you can do them overnight. So the fact that a lot of people have done that, it's a great thing. It gets the content out there. It makes it more affordable. But it takes away the lack of connection or the interaction. So you never get a chance to talk to that person, but you're buying their courses or even joining a lot of these mastermind classes or things like that where you never have a conversation with them, but you're paying a bunch of money. It's pros and cons, right? But I think it takes away the personalization. And again, obviously I want to plug all the partners on our platform, but the value in having even just an email conversation or a text message conversation or even a real one is so important when you are even if you're going to do an on-demand course from somebody because, or at least listening to them on this show or a past episode or something. So you get a feel for who they are, what they do. And you can tell by just listening to somebody, are they sincere? Are they full of it? Are they just going off a script? Are they using a lot of special words and taglines and phrases? But at the end of the day, there's an empty box there. So it's important to choose wisely.
I totally agree with you. And I have to admit that I'm a culprit and guilty for that. When I launched the book, straight away, I was approached by some good friends that made courses, and they were like, Steve, you've got to do a course. And I did exactly that. I videoed some chapters, and I hated it. I'm not going to lead in with a funnel going, hey, if you go there today, there's 20% off. I hated it, so I pulled it down because, quite simply, I wanted to have a conversation. So we pulled our course platform, Sims Distillery, down, I don't know, about 2 years ago, and then relaunched it as a community so we could do it, have conversations, not just with me, but with my friends. And I have some pretty cool, talented friends that come in and answer your problems and converse with you and answer the queries and issues that you currently have. I think today the trouble with courses is it holds you too accountable. And the issue is 9 times out of 10, you don't have authority over yourself because something else will distract you, your mortgage, your kids, your relationships, and you always put your growth second or third or fourth or even not even in the lineup. So I love having it as a community now because 3 times a month we get on live feeds and we answer problems and we communicate and we converse and we validate the credibility we have to be able to answer your problems.
I'm so impressed that you pivoted to that strategy because I think that's what people want and what they deserve because that's what it's all about is connecting with people and engaging and being able to answer questions and feel that you are, you're hiring somebody. You want to be able to have a conversation. You know, we're turning to this virtual world, which I'm not a fan of, where you're so distant from people, we get used to what we're used to. So the other problem is then it just becomes routine where you end up jumping into, you're spending a lot more time at home or by yourself because it seems like we're being forced to do that. There's a strategy obviously behind that, people. We'll go into that later. But the interaction, when we used to just go out to meet people at networking events or at whatever type of fundraisers or even in an office or you called on people for a sales call, like the old school days, it's bad enough people stopped picking up the phone, but now we've removed the human contact. So my advice is always try to find someone where you can have that human interaction because you as the consumer, the business owner, you deserve that. And there are people out there that do it. So don't think that you can't, everybody is just doing the on-demand thing. Look how Steve is a perfect example of how you can pivot. So Steve, give us some good business tips on how somebody can take their business, or even if it's some couple simple little tips that they can start doing once they finish listening to this episode, where something will change. So there'll be movement in a direction where they're going to see progress or additional revenue coming in.
All right, perfect. And you actually brought one of the subjects up earlier when I was listening to your show earlier. When people run a business, they look at the peripherals. They look at the visibility. They look at their website, their CRM, their funnels. They look at all the surface stuff, all the branding, the pretty stuff. If you focus on being a solution to somebody else's problem, all of that other stuff goes away. When you've got a headache at 2 o'clock in the morning and you run into your bathroom to grab the headache tablets, you have no care what the packaging looks like on the headache tablet. You care that it solves the problem you have. If you start leading in today's conversations, whether you're doing Facebook adverts, whether you're doing email marketing, whether you're doing telephone calls, if you lead with, hey, I've got this solution and I believe you've got the problem. Do you suffer from these problems? You know, time management, CRM, contacting of clients, health, fitness, whatever the problems are, I have the solution to that. Would that be of interest to you? That's all the marketing and branding you need. You said earlier that you hate the automated world that we're living in. We're growing up into a dictatorial world. We are now used to and comfortable with barking orders at Alexa, at Siri. We command things from Amazon, Uber Eats, Instagram. We're moving into a transactional society, and I think a lot of people are losing the ability to communicate. So if you astound your clients by going, hey, I'm the solution, and when they communicate, and when I say communicate, if they respond to you on Instagram, if they make a comment on your social feed, if they send you an email, respond and commence a conversation. Hey, Dorothy, is this a problem and how long have you had it? Can I ask you why you reached out to me? Want to help, but I want to know how you came to me. I want to discover why you feel I may be able to help you. If someone DMs me or makes a comment on my Instagram, I'm at Steve D. Sims, by the way, shallow plug. If someone messages me, I take the time to respond and go, hey, thanks for reaching out. I'm glad you loved the book. But what are you going to do with it that's going to impact you and your family's life? Don't blow smoke at me and say, hey, great book, Steve. Don't care. What are you going to do that's going to impact you? Show that you are there for the person as the solution, and that's going to grow your relationship, credibility, and equity, and that's what's going to get you loyalty.
No, I totally agree with you, because I noticed that a lot of the times the comments that are a little bit of connection with social media here, since you brought it up, I noticed that a lot of the comments that people make when they, especially on LinkedIn, they try to be so philosophical about what the post is about that you just go, oh, what did you practice writing that out and looked at, use a thesaurus in order to sound really smart? But then, it's just kind of like, what? And it's to spend the time to do that. But then I know from personal experience, it's so funny, because I'll give you an example. Somebody will reach out on LinkedIn and say, it looks like we have so much in common. I'd love to network and get to learn more about you. And then I will send them a message back, which they probably don't expect, right? And I said, hey, if you want to learn more about me, here's a couple episodes. I mean, you can really get a good idea about what our platform is and what I do and who I am as a person. Just listen to any episode, but here's a couple key ones. Oh, by the way, here's the link to book your 7-minute spot. Go right ahead. And look forward to seeing you on the schedule. And then it's crickets. So I'm like, well, why would you reach out to someone, say that you want to network, you want to connect, and then not respond? It's almost like a lot of people say things and it's just a bunch of hot air. So it's like, then why bother? Who has the time? Because if you're going to do it, then do it. If you're going to say you're going to do it, do it. Otherwise, it says a lot about your personality, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's too many people out there fishing for no reason. I found that today, one of the most confrontational and aggressive words that we all need to get regularly using in our vocabulary is the word why. I will have people reach out to me and they go, hey, I want to talk to you for 10 minutes. Please click this link and let's chat. And
right.
I will just respond with, great, why? And I will ask why. And I'll get people, and of course, you know, I'm aware that I have a slightly aggressive, you know, tone and brand. And if anyone sees me, I'm, you know, 240 pound of ugly with tattoos and goatee and bald head and that. So I'm probably not the warm and fuzziest person in the planet. But I'm also 55, and I don't have many, many years to waste on baloney conversations. I want to know what impact can we do? What benefit can we do? How can we help each other? You got to give me an overview before I'm going to schedule some time with you. So why is an aggressive word, but also think about it from a client perspective. Now, I coach. And the first thing I do when someone books me to coach is I go, hey, why did you spend your money on me? Why did you take the time to decide this is the time? What's going on in your head that you think this is a good decision? And I want to grill the client down to make sure that they fully understand why they're doing what they're doing and what they're trying to get out of it. Because if you don't ask why a good three or four times, then you're back to the transactional superficial. And you've been amazed, and I'm sure you know it. How many times has someone said to you, oh, I want to do this? And then when you've quizzed them on it, you found out there's really a different thing that they want behind it, but they just asked you a different thing because they thought that thing was achievable. And that's what I do. I love the word why. It's confrontational. It's blunt. It's short. But it really gets to the truth of the point of doing anything.
And on the flip side, if you are the person that's looking to hire somebody, those are the answers you should already have, because then that will make the connection, the conversation, or even if you decide to hire them, more effective and efficient. So, you know, you have to throw in a little bit of your own personal responsibility there and come prepared, because if you want to make the most out of your time, you also want to make the most out of your money. So, you know, there's a lot of things you could do out there to get ready for the time when you're ready to hire that coach. And that's what I encourage people. I mean, that's why if they just listen to some of these shows from all of these experts, it'll get them prepared. So maybe you don't need 10 sessions. You only need 5. And let's just say you really only had money for 5, and that was the money was holding you back from hiring somebody. But if you could get some self-work done that you prep for, now all of a sudden the barrier to entry, your excuse, has been eliminated, because now you really only need 5 and you can afford 5, which then propels your business to the next level so much quicker. So, you know, we have to put on our common sense caps and think a little bit more strategic, because the information is there. We just need to kind of man up, woman up on our own, and then bring on the expert, really make some magic. So what do you think of that, Steve?
I think you gang on. I also think it's a bit sad when people look, and I can understand it, but when people look at the money as the barrier. You know, the bottom line of it is, and we're talking about coaching here, any kind of coaching or consultant should be an asset, not an invoice. So the second that it's charging you money of no benefit, cut them off. And you're right. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, they've pivoted into the coaching world because they think it's a low entry and they can get loads of money by doing very little and just quoting a bunch of Hallmark Christmas cards at the end of it and going, oh, you can be great and go forth and win. And it's a positive mindset. And they've all basically munched too many fortune cookies. A good coach and a consultant is the person that gets down into the pits with you, shoulder to shoulder, with a shovel, and says, right, where are we going? Let's do this. And so you've got to pick someone. You've got to know that you're ready. You may not have all the answers. I like the fact that you say you've got to question yourself. But a lot of the time when you are focused on a problem, you may be focused on solving that problem, whereas a good coach and consultant will come along and go, well, hang on, why is the problem even there? Why are we focusing on that element first? If we can remove that, when they've even got to solve it, we shouldn't have the problem there in the first place. It's like you're trying to kind of like fix a dripping faucet. Maybe the whole tap needs to be replaced and to solve yourself the problem. So sometimes you're way too close to the problem to be able to sniff out the solution, but you're ready and you are open to be challenged. And that's what a good coach and consultant does. They're not a cheerleader. You know, you've got aunties and uncles that are going, you know, you're big, Gracie. You can do anything. That's your aunties, you know, and that's what they're there for. They support you and everything. Your cheerleaders. A coach and a consultant is going to challenge you, is going to get you uncomfortable, and is going to get you distorted to be able to go out there, to be able to disrupt creatively and create impact.
I think that's incredible advice that people just need to think about and remember whenever they're looking to hire somebody, because again, there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of people proclaiming to be experts, especially in the coaching world.
Yep.
So it's important that you find somebody like Steve. Steve is I interviewed a lot of people. I've been doing this for a long time, and there's been a decent amount that have come through that, I wouldn't recommend, you know what I mean? And just to be blunt, there's just some that, great coming out of the mouth, but there's just some other things that are just not there. But you know what Steve is saying, that's real. So I want to make sure that the person, like I said, rubber meets the road. They practice what they preach and they can walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So take the time to do your homework. And if you can't listen to them on a show, whether it's this platform or another show, then definitely I wouldn't even go down that road, because it's too easy of an outlet now to go ahead and get on different shows or have your own so people can hear you, get comfortable with you, and see if they even like you before they even think about writing a check or paying some cash. So that is my advice to the audience. But Steve, I really like you. I look forward to having you come back every month and with some more great information.
Cool.
So thank you so much. Plug your website and anything else that you want to let the audience know that you got going on.
Well, if you jump over to Steve D. Sims, S-I-M-S, there's only one M in Sims, stevedsims.com, or you can find me on Steve D. Sims Instagram, pretty much everywhere, or I've got a free Facebook group called An Entrepreneur's Advantage with Steve Sims. You know, if it works for you and it resonates and you want to get uncomfortable, I'll see you over there. If not, then, hey, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's not a fit for everybody, but at least we've identified some criteria today, some great tips. And I love that you focus on being the solution for people. When you ask those certain questions, especially about the why, it makes a big difference. So thank you very much, Mr. Steve Sims, the real life Wizard of Oz, and make it a great week, my friend, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, you know how I love the accents, everybody. Oh, I love my Brits, my Australians. Oh, my goodness. So we are at 12:58. I am way over. So I'm going to bring on our next guest. I'm going to save my stuff for after we're finished here. So my next guest hasn't been on in a while. He's been very, very busy helping veterans all over the place. I think they've had at least one or two retreats since we last chatted. Josh Griba, he is the founder of Deep Sea Valkyries. They're a nonprofit organization helping veterans through scuba diving retreats. We go back a long time. Audience, give Josh a big round of applause. Hey, my friend, how have you been?
We've been very, very busy. Like you mentioned, we did just get back from a retreat just a little bit over a month and a half ago. So we are now prepping for our next couple of retreats in the next 2 months following.
So we had a little lull because of the political propaganda plandemic, but it sounds like ships ahoy, everything's back on track, and you've added a couple of retreats that you didn't have in the years past. So it sounds like people are getting.
Yep, basically.
The idea that vets need help, guys, vets need help. They don't need pills. They don't need the pills from the VA. They need the therapy and the human interaction. Huh. What a novel concept, right, Josh?
Right. Well, and the, you know, it's not necessarily anybody's fault. You know, the VA, they're being tasked with almost an impossible mission of treating trauma for a significant number of veterans. And it's something that the VA has never been great at. Nobody's really been great at this. It's something that's plagued the veteran community for years. And we're just now getting to the point over the last 5, maybe 8 years of different organizations recognizing that there are alternative methods of treating trauma. And there's most likely more effective ones other than just utilizing some sort of medication to really suppress and hide symptoms rather than addressing root causes and trying to provide treatment that's going to give veterans a more fulfilling life after their time in service.
So have you found out, or do you know if any funds were allocated in that huge coronavirus relief package, which wasn't a relief package, that was $1.9 trillion, where only 9% went to directly to the American people? Was any of that designated for veterans' causes or to help veterans? I don't remember hearing about any of that on the news.
Well, nothing that was specifically allocated that we know about to say it was directly targeted or earmarked for different types of veteran programs. As part of the payment protection plan, certain nonprofit organizations were allowed to apply, but that funding was really just meant to sustain pay in organizations, so paid employees. Most veteran nonprofits, the smaller nonprofits that are really working in alternative forms of therapy, we operate under completely volunteer staff. So while the funds were available to paid staff, when an organization is operating under volunteers and directing all of our funding towards treatment, that doesn't allow us to pull that funding to continue operations. So as a result, we went into more of a survival mode. We were able to accomplish a couple things last year, but combined with the drop-off in businesses and their support, as well as the fact that different governments had completely shut down anyways, it prevented us from being able to engage with our veterans in our normal program. So, like you said, we were able to get back after it in the late part of February. We've got a couple of retreats coming up this summer, and then we've got a big fundraising event that will be held at the beginning of this fall.
Oh, that's great. When is that? So are your applications open for veterans for the first retreat that's coming up, or the next retreat that's coming up?
So all the spots are filled for the next two retreats. That's the one thing, is our application pool is very deep, and so we had you know, 5-6 times the total number of spots available. We had applicants. So those retreats are full. We will be looking at retreats further down the line, and we'll be opening up those, and so we'll keep everybody updated. But the big thing we wanted to let everyone know, especially the businesses that partner with the Everything Home Network, is on September 11th, we will have our fall gala. The title of it is Tucks and Trunks, because it is a formal event, but it does recognize kind of the background of what our organization is, or one of our past participants, Dean, he decided to, for the veterans, he renamed it Tuxedos and Speedos. So it'll be interesting to see how some people show up to this event. But that being said, the gala is being held on September 11th. So we'll be commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11, obviously. That'll be a big part of it. And then also looking back over the last two decades of conflict and recognizing the post-9/11 veteran era, or post-9/11 era veteran, the amounts of times the guys and gals have had to deploy repeatedly to Iraq and Afghanistan, different parts of the world. So it'll be kind of a combination remembrance event, as well as recognizing all of those veterans. And then on top of that, you know, it's serving as a fundraiser for us so that we can continue marching into our next fiscal year strong and able to provide the services. So that event is going to take place from 7 to 10. It is being held in Arizona. For, you know, for the businesses out there that are not local to Arizona, if you are interested in supporting, we do have either virtual tickets or virtual sponsorship, whereby if you can't attend but you want to sponsor a veteran to attend from the Valley, or one that might be traveling out there, you can basically purchase a ticket, and that gets that veteran in to attend the event while also helping to sponsor veterans that will attend our trauma counseling program.
Now, since it's been a while since you've been on the show, can you just give an overview of what these retreats are all about and why they're so unique and so effective for the veterans?
Absolutely. So the first part of our program, we have three components basically to the program. The first part is our week-long intensive trauma counseling program. This is for the veteran only. They apply, they're selected, and they come from across the United States, around the world at times. We bring them all together down in Nassau in the Bahamas, and then we're on a boat and we set sail and we're gone for a week. While we're at sea, they're going to go through more than 30 hours of group and individual counseling sessions with a licensed clinical psychologist. They'll do some scuba diving, some deep sea fishing. We'll go explore some remote islands, a lot of activities that regardless of their physical injuries, they can, you know, engage with, you know, with the group. There's anywhere from 15 to 18 veteran participants, a handful of veteran staff, and we're just kind of together at sea for a week. So they're getting the trauma counseling. They're getting engaged in physical activities. They are experiencing that camaraderie once again, and we do that for a full week. When they return, we just finalized a partnership where upon their return, they're enrolled in a year-long, so a 52-week continuation of care program. And they will meet once a week for an hour to an hour and a half. We do this digitally via Zoom or other media platforms. So no matter where they're at in the world or the U.S., they can come together. It is a study program. So, you know, it's a year-long engaging program that also deals with trauma. So it kind of expounds on all the tools that they learned while they're with us. So they do that for a year. So that's another significant amount of counseling that they'll go through. And then they have the option of joining us on reunion events, and we hold these periodically throughout the year. They're reunion and conservation events in different locations around the country. And these reunion events are a time when they can come together, whereas previously it was just the veteran. Then they get to come with either a family member or a friend if they choose, and now they can allow those experiences that they had with just the other veterans. They get to share that with family and friends. So that's kind of the foundation of the program.
And you guys have been around for quite a number of years and had a lot of these retreats, and it's really interesting. Some of the great success stories is that several of the veterans from past excursions have ended up getting into and seeing the value of this alternative type of therapy and activity, that they've actually become scuba diving instructors. Or one of the ladies, I think Nisa was telling me, one of them was so inspired that they ended up starting their own little small businesses. One of them did something with farming and all that. So it really gives them a totally different outlook and a different introspect as to all these different other options of ways to just kind of come back to, I don't want to say normal, but come back to being part of a community and being, you know, how they were maybe before they got into the service.
Sure. You know, everyone has changed with their experiences. We can't help that. That's just a part of growing up and maturing. But for many of the veterans, that change it's very dramatic. You know, they are very often not the same person when they return home as compared to when they left. And so we call it this new normalcy. Not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just, you know, what does a normal life look like for them? And because there are such negative connotations associated with VA treatment protocols, we want them to experience and understand that, you know, the mental health it's important, it's critical to your overall happiness. And mental health doesn't mean simply you're just going to get drugged. You know, mental health is tied into your physical health, your spiritual well-being. So we're showing them, hey, you can be engaged in outdoor activities that you might not have thought about before. They recognize that, you know, talking with counselors about their experience is a good thing. It doesn't have this negative stigma associated with it that it used to. They get home and a lot of them find that they love the activities they engaged with us. We have a number of our past participants that are now on staff with us. So those are great success stories. And then we also have those participants that returned home and either opened up their own businesses, started working with other nonprofits. Many of them found engaging employment. So this goal of getting them to a new normalcy and getting them back home with their families, leading their families, engaged in the community. That's what we're seeing, and that to us is what the success stories are all about.
Yeah, you both are doing such great work and helping out so many people. And Deep Sea Valkyries is one of our preferred nonprofit partners. So how that works is we have a marketplace, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, where we have 57 different well-known websites and brands, which you'll recognize every single one of them. So if you want to buy a product or service, instead of going directly to their website, if you go to ours, you just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab, and you want to buy something, you know, whether it's a hat for the Arizona Diamondbacks, or if you want to get a business service like Constant Contact, or you want to buy some steaks from Omaha Steaks, or you want to go to buy some vitamin D and vitamin D3 and zinc from Suzanne Summers, things like that, which everybody needs, boost that immune system, regardless of whether in a pandemic or not. That's something you always need to do just for your health. Then 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners serving vets, pets, and kids. So it's a way for you to buy the products and services that you normally do, usually, and get a discount, and then funds are generated. No extra cost to you. And then great organizations like Deep Sea Valkyries can help out veterans. So you can make a difference in the lives of others while you're just buying the things that you normally buy. So you just got to be conscious of your choices and buying decisions and know that there is that opportunity there. So I encourage everybody to go check it out and see what's on the platform before you go directly to the website or the horrible company called Amazon, so you can help out some great nonprofit organizations, especially now when it's tough to raise money. So why not do that, right? That doesn't make sense. It's kind of an easy no-brainer, if you ask me. No-brainer. So, Josh, give your website and then plug the gala event one more time.
Absolutely. So deepseavalkyries.com, and then, of course, on all of the socials, either DS Valkyries or if you just search for Deep Sea Valkyries, it'll get you to the right location. On our website, under the event tab, you'll see the Tux and Trunks. In there, it's got all the information as far as the who, what, where, when, why, all that good stuff. And like I said, if you're a business that is looking to help sponsor, you know, we've got sponsor a veteran as low as $100, and then we've got everything up to table sponsors, pillar sponsors, all that good stuff. Or if you're a business that has a in-kind donation that you would like to provide for our silent auction, we're looking for those type of items as well. So you can fill out the contact us page. Our director of business operations, Nisa, and our fundraising chief, they will reach out and get a hold of you. But you can rest assured that 2020 was it was a heck of a year. 2021, we're trying to roll into this, doing some good in the world. And if you're a business looking for that opportunity, no matter how big or how small, we hope that you'll consider us. And we look forward to hearing from some people.
Awesome. Thanks again for the work that you guys are doing and your personal service to our great country that I hope we can bring around and save her. Let's leave it at that.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And God bless. Have a wonderful day. We'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great week. Tell Nisa I said hi, and we'll talk to you guys next month if you are not floating around and on a boat somewhere in the Caribbean with a bunch of veterans.
You got it.
Helping them. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Good to hear
from
you.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later. All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, it is 1:12. I am way over today. I feel like I'm a little bit all over the place, and that's because I am not prepared to get on a plane tomorrow, and I'm trying to get work done and get prepped for that event. And there's also lots of things that I have to do before I go to the event to get ready for the event. So I'm only going to go to about 1:30 today. I'm not going to go over that. But the reason why I had asked Josh about the money from the COVID relief package, that only 9% went to the American people to help them. That's 9% of $1.9 trillion. Monday, we had Marianne Mendoza with Angel Families and Angel Moms on the show, and we talked about the border. We talked about the illegal aliens and all the money that is going to help these illegal aliens, the kids that are actually getting in-school learning while your kids are at home, that you're paying taxes for them to be in school and learning from a teacher in person. But yet we are spending all this money to have the illegal alien children schooled in person in San Diego while the San Diego school system is learning from a laptop. The reason I brought that up is I kind of just wanted to set the precedent for some of the information I'm going to throw at you here, because there is a warped sense of priority with this administration, and it needs to stop. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to do that. I mean, obviously we want to contact our elected elites, our demon rats and our Republicans, and tell them that this is out of control and this is ridiculous, and they should be helping our veterans, not paying and helping illegal aliens come across this country and then housing them and supporting them. But I don't think they're going to listen. So we don't know what the take action is on that, and I'd rather you be effective with your take action, but I want to give you some numbers. Not to make you mad, because you're going to get mad, probably get pissed. And again, remember, in order for you to make change, you have to get pissed. Mad's not enough. Hurt and upset doesn't do anything. So let's look at some numbers. The government, yours and my tax dollars, are spending $60 million a week to house illegals, illegal aliens. No money for veterans. No money to help homeless veterans. No money for veteran therapy and care. Veterans serve this country so that we can have freedom, the freedom to allow all of these illegal aliens to just come across the border. But we're leaving these guys high and dry. Remember the National Guards, they were sleeping on the floor of the parking garage. But yet to put illegals, illegal aliens in hotels, we're spending $86 million. Yeah, let that digest and sink in a little bit. Another one, you're going to love this one. State of New York, what a cluster dumpster fire that's turned into. It was a disaster of a governor. New York is giving $15,600 as a one-time payment for illegals who were out of work, which is going to be a total of $2.1 billion. Ironically, they're only giving $1 billion for small business support and no money allocated for any veterans or homeless veterans in that program. But they have no problem giving billions of dollars to illegal aliens, but not our small businesses and not our veterans. So I'm not understanding that. There's no logic. It is almost like you might as well just say you hate this country and you hate people who love it, so you're going to do everything you can to destroy it, basically light it on fire. But then again, maybe that's why you allow all of these radical groups like Antifa and BLM to just light other towns and cities on fire. Because you as the politician can't physically go out in there and do it, and you want to do it. You want to do it so badly. You just want to burn everything to the ground and cause destruction and ruin people's businesses and lives. So you're living vicariously through these groups instead of stopping it and not encouraging it and ending it. You fuel the flame, literally, because you really want to do that, but you can't go out there and physically do it. But you'll do it from the legislative side, passing these bills or just signing executive orders, and then try to destroy the country from another angle. Yeah, it is actually a form of treason, as far as I'm concerned. And I know a lot of other people feel that way too. And it's just, it is so heartening and disturbing. And it makes you, as I said, pissed off to see that. And then there's nothing that we can do about it. You've got 400,000 small businesses that went out of business during this political propaganda plandemic, which is 100% manufactured based on manipulation of statistics and fear-mongering, which CNN, as I mentioned in the breaking news section, admitted they're a propaganda outlet. And their intentions, their goal, was not only to get rid of Trump, but to spread propaganda fear for the pandemic. They said that on tape. That was what their goal was. That was their goal. They accomplished that. As I mentioned, New York, just giving you those numbers for New York, one-third of the businesses that went out of business in New York are not coming back. That's a lot of businesses that are not coming back. A lot of lives have been disrupted, ruined, destroyed, and ended because of the agenda of the powers that be in our government and other agencies, authorities, false authorities. You know, I call them the 11 bigs, the 11 bigs. So before I give you this, because what happened was I started writing out the, was doing the intro, and I was doing my breaking news, and my breaking news turned into like a 3-page stats and essays. So I said, oh, I got to move things around. So that's why I'm a little off today, because I was short on time, because I started to get into it. But then I'm like, no, I'm gonna tell them that, because they need to hear it, because it's really important and it's the truth, and it's time that you hear the truth. You're not getting it on social media. You're not getting it from the mainstream media. Clearly, CNN told you that that's not what they intend to do. They want to push fear and propaganda to accomplish their agenda. So yes, we've been saying that for a long time, for years, and all the other ones are just the same. CNN just happens to be the one that people recognize the most, but they're all on the same page with each other. And we've been saying it for a long time. Most of you have probably been feeling it for years, but now it's out in the open. Again, keep in mind, we talk about this almost on every show, and I do it because I want it to sink in. It needs to sink in. 2020 was the year we were forced to put our masks on, but ironically, 2020 was the year that they took theirs off. And they took theirs off so quickly and so fast and so often that they have shared too much. They have said too much, where it gets to the point where you're like, I cannot believe he actually said that out loud. Does he know his microphone's on? Does he know the camera's on? Or because they've gotten so brazen, they've gotten so bold that they don't think anything can touch him. They think they're invincible. So that's, you know, wolves for thee and not for me. And it's over and over and over. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. And it's gotten to the point where it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I just hope that everybody sees that. I can't imagine you don't, because it is so obvious. I mean, the governors, they tell you to do one thing. Next thing you know, they're on a trip. They're out to dinner. And it's almost sometimes the same day. And that's the little stuff. I'm talking about the big stuff now, the big stuff. So with that being said, before I talk about I want to remind you of the list of the bigs. And it's really important now, based on what's going on, especially with the vaccine and the push for these voter laws to be overturned or moved from different states. The irony, just the irony of Major League Baseball to move the All-Star game from Georgia, which was in a predominantly African-American city with African-American businesses that are going to lose $50 million in revenue. The city will lose $100 million in revenue. And they move it to a state and a city. They moved it to Colorado, which has a very high white population, only a 9% population of African-Americans in that city. So the other thing too is the state of Colorado has stricter voting laws than what they were pretending to complain about in Georgia. And they also require voter ID. So you take it away from one city because you're trying to manipulate and position an agenda and a message and a narrative for Georgia for the senator, the next run for the election for senator. I think it's in 2022. And you take it to another city that is completely hypocritical to what you said was the reason why you were moving it. But then the following week, the very prestigious Augusta National Golf Tournament happens in Georgia, but you don't move that. So that's okay, because that's what the elected elites and all the false authorities, they don't want to be inconvenienced. They don't want to not have the weekend or the 4 days at the Augusta Country Club and exchange and hobnob with all the special rich people. See what I mean? The hypocrisy is just unbelievable. And we, the people, need to see it, need to understand it. So you can't trust these people. You know everything is an agenda. You know there's an agenda. When I get an email message saying that Uber so concerned about people that are underprivileged to get the vaccine that they're going to donate 10 million rides to get people to go get the vaccine because they can't afford the Ubers. I'm sure they're on that list of 200 companies that are trying to, said that they want to push back and fight against and are against, you know, the woke, all these woke white people that are against the voter law in Georgia. Or perhaps they were on the CEO call last weekend of the 100 companies that are voicing the same amongst whatever other agendas they're going to be pushing as they are trying, where they're all working together against we, the people. So it's their own agenda. So I brought up the bills. I brought up the parties that be. So I'm going to remind you of what that is all about. And then I'm going to do the information that I did the homework on today that I've just been accumulating. I kind of just put it all nice together with a bow. Of course, it's about our buddy Anthony Fauci and this whole vaccine, which is not really vaccine nonsense. So I want you to remember that the bills passed by Congress are never to help we the people, and don't be fooled by the names. Remember, whatever the name of the bill is, what's inside is just the opposite. And then, of course, I added on the nonprofits. You have to watch the nonprofits, the NGOs, right? The ones that were like protect the vote, protect the democracy that are trying to push back here for the audit in Mayor Corruption County. They're on the bad side. They have nothing to do with democracy. They don't want the audit. Well, if you were protecting democracy, protecting the vote, and you have nothing to hide, why would you not want to have the information shown? Because you have something to hide. Why do you think there's this pushback? Because they obviously know. It blatant fraud. So you have these organizations. Watch the name. The name is going to be the opposite of what they do. And all these NGOs, I mentioned it on numerous shows, they got a lot of this money that are in that coronavirus $1.2 trillion package. So they could go ahead and fund the groups that are helping get these illegal aliens across the border. Catholic Charities is one of them. Yeah, the church is in on this, guys. The church is in on it. They're getting money. Why do you think a priest in Texas called the cops on a woman who had a mask on? She pulled it down because she was having issues breathing or she was doing something. She's totally pregnant, holding her baby, and she just received communion. And because she took the mask off or was chewing something, doesn't matter, it was still on her face. She's in a church, by the way. So the priest calls the cops on her. They come and arrest her because they're playing in the same sandbox as all of these parties because they're getting money. And they have to play by the rules in order to get their money. And the Catholic Charities is helping at the border so they could get their money. And, of course, you know what happens when the money goes to an organization. It doesn't go to the people. Look at BLM. You got BLM, all of these asinine, woke companies were so stupid to buy into their extortion that they gave them billions of dollars. And then one of the ladies, the quote-unquote founder, is going and buying houses all over the country. But a house in Malibu. There's mostly white people. She loves black people. Black lives matter, but she's going buying houses to go hang out with the white people. See what I mean? The hypocrisy is just unbelievable. They've gotten so emboldened because they think we're that stupid. They literally think we are that stupid and that we can't do anything about it. So they're going to go do whatever they want. And they're doing it. They've been doing it BLM's been doing it since the summer, but the joke of administration and all their little cohorts, they've been doing it since January 20th. So keep this in mind too. The bills that Congress passes are money laundering, slush fund, redistribution of your hard-earned tax dollars for paybacks, payoffs, bribes, elected elites, destructive agenda-pushing initiatives, and freedom-destroying, liberty-grabbing, Constitution-violating policies, all benefiting the regressive socialist friends of the D.C. swamp, which includes the unions, the cities, the states, the special interests, the NGOs, the nonprofits, universities, the government contractors, foreign countries, our enemies, all the policy authorities, the 11 bigs, and many more. Yes, that's right. The regressive socialist demon rats, the Republicans, and the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another, the 11 bigs, big media, a.k.a. mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. Amazing how all of those people are the players in the game in the past 12 months. And they're doing it again. They're inserting now because they did the election. They got that. They got the corona. They did check. It's like a checklist. Corona, check. Election, check. Now we're going to go election laws, working on that, check. And we're going to throw in racism, check. And then now we're going to, as CNN told us, they're going to do climate change, check. Oh, illegals. We're going to let all illegals in, check. Yeah, they're all part of it. They're all in cahoots. Yeah. I mean, why would a corporation get involved and voice any opinion about election laws when their whole objective is to make money and increase the profits for a corporation? Makes no sense, does it? Because this is not about making sense. It's about having all these parties, again, that have been colluding for decades, that are right now, this is their all-star game, what's going on. It started last year, and they're kicking into gear. This is their time to do everything that they've wanted to do to us, we the people, to control us, suck our money and freedom, spend our future, and destroy this country. And if you don't believe me, then you haven't been paying attention. So I can't make it more clear. Keep in mind, they have no use for you, the American people. Yep, us, we the people, except to take your money and freedom. And they only want control. So guess what, guys? We need to rely on each other. We need to support one another. We need to take action. We need to take political action. Every single day you need to do something. Obviously, I want you to grow your business, enhance the quality of your personal life. But you've got to do something to get involved with your community. You've got to do something to push back. And it has to be politically oriented. And the reason why I say that, as I mentioned it almost on every show, they've spent decades infesting all of those 11 bigs with their political agenda. So now politics is a part of everything in our lives. It's infested everything we do. So it has allowed them to make decisions on everything that we're doing. They control what goes on with our business, what happens if our what curriculum is in the schools, if the schools are even open, or if you can go to church, or if you can wear a mask, or if you have to wear a mask, or now, oh, you must get a vaccine. I mean, it is beyond tyranny at this point. Now, we're living in a socialist country. If you still think we have freedom, we don't. Just look outside. Look at people wearing a mask. Now they're the whole propaganda pitch, another vaccine. So we are on a sliding scale straight to communism. Because if you look at the definition of all those, you'll see that's what it is. We're right there. We're right there. You know, couple more bills that get passed, like this fake infrastructure one, that thing is so loaded. It's only 5% is going to actual real infrastructure. I started to dig into it, and that is so loaded with things that will destroy this country, where they want to eliminate, and I wasn't going to go down this road, but I'll bring it up. They want to eliminate single-family housing. Did you know that? It's the zoning law. Remember Trump found out about it, and he killed it right away because they've been working on trying to get the local government, was it federal? I don't remember, to control the zoning requirements and who makes the zoning decisions. This isn't part of that bill now, because Trump ended it once he found out what it was all about. And now that he's gone, they stuck it back in there. So basically what they want to do is eliminate the single family zoning. And they're using the leverage of tax breaks for state and local governments. So they don't, if they comply with the zoning changes, then they'll get the tax breaks and they'll get the money. They're using money in all of these bills to force businesses, cities, states, nonprofits, NGOs, the bigs, to do their dirty work, but they're actually, they're not, doesn't seem like that they're feeling that they're being strong-armed or extorted. It kind of thinks that they, that they're fine with it. So what they're trying to do is change the zoning laws to not expand home ownership, but actually to stop it. So they want to eliminate private property. They want to put everyone into a rental society. So they basically, it's one step closer to government housing. So they're going to then, as a perfect example, that you're in a regular single family neighborhood, they're going to rezone it so that there has to be a certain ratio of multifamily housing mixed in that. So then they're going to be able to put, they're getting rid of your neighborhood and putting in apartment complexes when they don't belong there. It's not how, that's not part of what the neighborhood is. Yeah. I'm giving you a very brief overview, but that's what's in these bills. That's how bad they are. They are, they're destructive to all of our lives. That's why I'm saying we have to do something every day. Even if you don't, oh, I hate politics. And it's not hating politics anymore because it's not old school politics. This is like war. This is war where you need to do, take action items every day. So you could do something as simple as signing a petition. You can make a phone call to one of your elected elites. You can go ahead and send an email. If you want to get more active, you could take steps that I have and so many of our partners on this platform. You become a precinct committee man, where you're actually getting involved in the whole process, which is very easy to do here in Mayor Corruption County. Other states, you just have a couple other steps. That's what Dan Schultz is doing with the precinct project. He's getting more people involved from the bottom up, because we do have a lot of power as precinct committee men to be locally active in politics, to interface with our constituents and find out what they need, and then actually have a voice on who gets in the party and who's controlling the party, so we can get rid of the people who hate this country. You know, they call them rhinos, but they're not even that. You know, they're Republicans. They're just, they like the way it used to be because they had control and they got to do whatever they want. So there's many, many things that can be done. Something simple as supporting supporting Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, the notorious MTG, trying to get her on the show. So, you know, pick a congressman or even if something local, you want to push out some of their social media posts, or if you can volunteer, that helps. You know, go check out your school board. You want to run for office. There's so many things that can be done. The easiest one, and this is what we all can do, you have control of your choices and buying decisions, because these big entities are completely out of control. And they are the ones who are going to be implementing phase two, the things that the government can't implement, which is part of this vaccine passport, which I'm not going to go into today. But obviously what happened on November 3rd, we know that our vote didn't count. Okay, so what are we going to do about it? We have to do something. We can't just sit and complain. It doesn't work anymore. We all have to man up, woman up, and take action. So, you know what? Every day we vote with our time, our efforts and actions, but our choices and buying decisions. So be conscious of where you're buying and who you're buying from. So you got to stop supporting the people and companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. That the list of 200 companies that are against the good election law. I'm going to add that tab to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and put the companies on there. And then I'm going to find out if the list of 100 CEOs that were on that other call, going with the strategy, the next strategy, coming up with another strategy to ruin our country, take away yours and my freedom and our money. I'm going to find out if there's more we can add to that list. So you can look, see who they are. Stop buying their stuff. And where's your money? Where is your money? Your money in like Bank of America? Get it out of there. Get it out of there. We're fueling them. They need us. We don't need them. They rely on us to buy their things, to put our money in their facilities. And if we don't, bye-bye, they're gonzo. Or they're going to change their tune, and they're going to watch what they say. Or maybe they'll start behaving or going back to what their actual business is all about. Servicing the customer and the client, making quality products at a reasonable rate, and take your nose out of my business, like my politics, my freedoms, my constitutional rights. Get out of there. It's not your place. No one wants to hear your opinion. So, you know, I keep saying it. We the people in our local communities need to be the ones who make the change. We the people have the power. It's all we have. They're not. No one's looking out for us. No one cares about us. We've got to take the action. You got to turn off the TV. Don't get your news from social media. If you go to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you click the Patriotic Media tab. I put all the different alternative sources of media. They're telling the truth. There's no propaganda. They're not like CNN, where they're going to be pushing fear and the political propaganda pandemic and now climate change. Climate change. Oh, and we have a czar. Okay, first of all, we shouldn't have czars. It's kind of sound a little Russian-ish. But you got a czar like John Kerry, who flies everywhere in his private plane, but says everybody sucks because they're using too much carbon. But yet he flies and his family flies everywhere on a private plane, which the put it in perspective, the amount of carbon that is used in 1 year on a private plane equals the amount of carbon for 36 cars for the year. And he just flew and his family flew from wherever, Martha's Vineyard, to Aspen, Colorado, this past weekend. So, again, perfect example. Not for me, but for thee. So they can do whatever they want, but then you and I have to suffer and be poor, but they could do whatever they want. The hypocrisy is just unbelievable. And I keep saying it because I still see people wearing a mask. So it's not getting through. It's not getting through. So I'm asking you to do your part. You have to get involved. If you go to our Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, there's lots of Take Action items on there. There is petitions to sign. I'm adding more to that. There's different groups to follow. It's a must-follow list for people, groups, organizations, and companies. Those are the ones that you can pay attention to, great information. If you want to contact your local politicians at any level, or even up to the state and federal, it's on there. There's a page on there for that. And you just, the information's there. It's easy to click through. And especially I have a whole tab for Arizona. If you want to sign the petition for the recall for Arizona, it's there too. And here in Mayor Corruption County and for Doug Ducey. If you want to volunteer for that organization, I put other organizations on the must follow list, like America Restored, who's doing some amazing work. They're one of our platinum partners who's doing amazing work in order to bring together people in groups to help save this country. One of our other partners, since I'm on that list, and I'm going to jump back over to this because I need to get you this information about the vaccines and the coronavirus. One of our other marketing partners, our platinum partners, is Women's Leadership Lives. We're going to be doing some great events with them. And of course, our favorite media partner, Global Enlightenment Radio Network. It's 142. I'm going to wrap this up because I got to get going. All right. So this was the original breaking news, but it changed because it got too long. But here we go. So now, because of yesterday, it's blatantly obvious that the CDC and Anthony Fauci, are making everything up that comes out of their mouths to support a narrative of fear and control. So they originally sold the vaccine. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but a biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissues from aborted babies. Yes, dead babies. That's what's in the vaccine, which is not a vaccine. They promoted that originally as an end-all, be-all solution to the CCP virus. And the only way to go back to normal life is if everyone took it. Then a few weeks ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci, I saw it on TV, he said the vaccine isn't going to prevent you from getting COVID, so keep wearing your mask, social distance, and stay home. Then the CDC director, just after that, this is all in the past couple of weeks, by the way, then the CDC director announced that people who've recovered from COVID-19 or received the vaccine no longer carry COVID-19 or can get it. This week, they suspended the J&J vaccine because six people had blood clots, but they neglected to mention the tens of thousands of people who've reported all kinds of side effects, including many deaths, per the CDC's own online reporting system, VARS. Yesterday, the CDC director said that the vaccine has a delayed response and we need to shut things down like we did last summer. She said that on TV yesterday. I saw her. I hope you're getting how all over the board is, where they're just bobbing and weaving and literally making shit up at this point, because they're still trying to push their big agenda and their narrative, and it's starting to fall apart because more people are waking up and getting some of the facts. Some great facts about the coronavirus, episode 126 with Clay Clark, who's the event I'm going to tomorrow. And that's the ones you guys can watch on the Friday and Saturday. If you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, there's six different media platforms. So just click on that and try to navigate through the site to figure it out, which once to watch it, I think it starts at 10 a.m. Central Time. Here's some other interesting information to kind of bring it all together to show you that it's just even more lies, more lies. And remember, it's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. According to Sherry Tenpenny, during an interview with Brandon House 3 weeks ago that I listened to, you could actually find his show on our Must Listen To page, the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All of our guests or our partners that have shows are on there. I'm adding new ones all the time, plus shows, people that I respect, that I know, that are telling the truth and give great information. So take a look at that. And those are the people that you need to pay attention to, really the messages that matter. She said that only 10% of the side effects and the deaths are being reported on that bar site. And at that time, there was 2,500. Nobody mentioned that yesterday. Everybody was focused on these six people. What about all the other side effects and the people that have died from the vaccines? They're literally unreporting the deaths. Huh. Just the opposite what they did with the coronavirus when they were over-reporting the deaths. Dr. Richard Urso of America's Frontline Doctors said the vaccine is going to override your own immune system and it'll make the virus stronger. You want to get some real scary information and facts? Go to the Must Listen To tab, or the Take Action tab, or the Partners and Patriots tab. Look at the Must Listen To list of people. Mike Adams, go to his shows. Anything that he's done this week or last week is about the coronavirus vaccine. Remember, it's not a vaccine. You're talking mad cow. You're talking your brain eats itself. You're talking about all these other issues that are proven already because of the protein and the mRNA technology that's in there. The fact that they can alter your DNA now, remote controlly, because the technology, which is the mRNA and the operating system, is now in your body. And you're talking about blood clots and brain aneurysms. And all this is happening. You're just not hearing about it because they're not reporting it. They didn't do it. We only got six people. And then I was like, oh, there's a 6 out of 7 million. No, it's not. It's not 6 people out of 7 million. 3 weeks ago, it was 2,500 just on the BAR site, which is the CDC's own site. And then they're estimated that only about 10% of the people are actually reporting it. So do the math. And that's from the other vaccines too, which aren't vaccines. So yesterday I watched an interview with Dr. Richard Fleming, and he showed a chart with the data from the three vaccine companies from their own data, okay? And there was no difference if you took the vaccine or not for getting COVID. And keep in mind, there's been no studies that prove the vaccine is effective or that it prevents it or that it stops the reoccurrence or the spread. No, they haven't done any of the clinical studies. Moderna and Pfizer actually stopped asking for volunteers to take the non-vaccine on January 20th because they knew Biden would be pushing the vaccine really hard. So guess what? Guess who the volunteers are? Guess who is the guinea pigs? Everybody that took the vaccine. And they said, you know, well, that's going to be our study. We'll just figure it out and, you know, whatever. I'll keep track and we don't care. We want you to take it. We make money and we don't really care what happens to you because kind of know what our agenda is. And we actually would prefer if a lot of you did die. Yep. So another couple things here, and then we're wrapping it up. Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist and VP for Pfizer, said there's no need. VP, former VP and chief scientist for Pfizer, who's making one of the non-vaccines, said there's no need for a vaccine because there's an effective drug treatment, HCQ, which was intentionally blocked by the powers that be. He said the pandemic is over and was nothing more than the flu, is what we've been saying. Anthony Fauci did studies on HCQ and said it would be effective on COVID-19, which is SARS-CoV-2, since it worked for SARS-CoV-1. And Dr. Simone Gold even said the similarities between the two are about 78%. So it's not a novel virus. Nothing novel about it. It's a different strain of the flu. Keep in mind, 60 million people caught SARS-CoV-1 when Obama was president, and that was without manipulation of the testing, changing the death guidelines, and false reporting of the deaths, of the cause of death. Remember, there's dying with COVID and dying from COVID. There was no pandemic back then, and most people didn't even know anything about it, certainly no mask. So you had 60 million people that caught it. And according to today, I looked at the CDC website. There have been 31,076,891 cases reported when the SARS-CoV-1 hit. There was 60 million people that had it. Nobody even knew. No mass, no pandemic, no nothing. So we have half as much now have, let's just say, caught it, right? Use the word caught it. But of that amount, we know that they changed, they used false tests. So they purposely altered the test, made them extreme, the PCR testing. So they made it at a level of 40. So by the time you spun it, because it talks about how many calibrations are in there. So by the time you spun it at 40, anything would come back positive when it should be at 17. So you didn't have that back when there was 60. And then, so you have false positives all over the place. And then, so you're still at half without the manipulation. With the, does that make any sense? And they said there's only 559,741 deaths. Keep in mind, the CDC inflated the COVID deaths by 1,600% through the election, part of the agenda. Actually, only 6% of the people died from COVID, which is like 33,000. The death rate in 2020 was lower than 2019, 18, 17, 16, and 15. So if there was a pandemic, people would be dropping dead all over the place. It would wipe out homeless camps. The whole country of India, because you ever see pictures, there's like 20 million people standing next to each other. There would be no India. Nope. This is going to bring it right back around. The flu cases for 2019 to 2020 season, they were 38 million, which is about average. The flu cases for 2020 to 2021 were 1,822. So again, it's all about which column do you want to put the number in. So they just took the flu cases and moved them over to the corona cases. Yeah, where are the 37,998,000 flu cases. But then we only had 31 million cases COVID. That's interesting. So even if you take the amount of cases and add the cases that were flu, you still have less. You still have less than what the flu cases were for the year before, which is still half of what the amount of people that had it when it was SARS-CoV-1 that no one even knew about. But we have a pandemic, and we need to take a vaccine, which isn't proven to be effective, which is actually shown that no, there is no difference if you do take it. And that, keep in mind, it's not a vaccine, but a biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, fetal tissue from aborted babies that can actually alter your DNA remote controlling, which is the whole point of the mRNA technology. And it's also making your immune system not work efficiently. So a lot of the times that people took the vaccine, they are getting sick because their immune system has been altered. I could keep going and going, but I think that that proves my point. The numbers don't lie unless you're manipulating like they did. So even if we're just taking these numbers at their word, which we already know, they're manufactured. They are manufactured. They are extremely high. And you just compare the categories. This don't make no sense. So why are you taking the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, for a virus where the survival rate of 99.98%, which is higher than the traditional flu? And more importantly, why are you listening to these people? They're all over the board. Their story is falling apart. Their narrative is falling apart. Their agenda is starting to be seen. as we are starting to rip off our masks, truth is being shown. Hindsight 2020. Oh, keep in mind, for those of you that are new to the mask thing, during the 1918 Spanish flu, 50 million people died from bacterial pneumonia caused by masks. And Dr. Anthony Fauci wrote the paper about it in 2008. So he knew masks don't work. There are so many studies about masks not being effective to stop a virus. There's a new Stanford study out that keeps getting censored on social media that I posted this morning on Twitter. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So everybody, again, it's time to rip off your dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick. You might not sick immediately, but there's going to be some after effects. There's bacterial pneumonia. You're weakening your immune system. You can do this, guys. We can do this. You can pull your heads out of your rear end. Stop being a slave. It's we the people, not we the sheeple. They're pushing fear porn. They're manipulating. And then no sooner do the numbers get good. Oh, we got a variant. Oh, we've got a surge in cases. We need to shut down. But yet in Florida and in Texas, they're back to normal. Their cases are going down. The states that are still on lockdown, like Michigan, their cases are going up. It's not that hard. They keep saying follow the science. They've not used science once. Anthony Fauci has made everything up that's come out of his mouth, and he keeps changing, where he's almost changing now mid-sentence. This party is over. His ship has sailed. Bye-bye. The little bad elf that Santa didn't even want dropped him off here for us to deal with him, who also is the highest paid person in the government. He also is very well invested into all the pharmaceutical companies and gets money from them and makes money off of vaccines and research. He funded the Wuhan facility that created this in the first place, and that's all starting to come out. So he's getting a little nervous and he's squirming, and you could see it in his face. You could see it in his interviews. He's just waiting for that one question. Hopefully somebody has the courage to these spineless media fake journalists will actually have some balls to ask a real question. So a lot of information. I hope it helps. I hope it helps. I hope you rip off that dirty mask. You need to take action every day, some sort of political action every day, in addition to actions to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, but I need you to make a difference in your community. Again, we can do this. We can do this. Go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We will be getting a really specific take action items at this event that I'm going to, this conference. Clay Clark is working with General Mike Flynn and Lynn Wood to put together a real strategic plan. They're going to be doing a tour. They're going to go to different cities to get this country reopened and to eliminate the lies, to get you guys the truth so there's no more fear, so you can go back to normal, because there never was a plan, or there's a plandemic, but there never was a pandemic. The numbers I just showed you show it. And I think everybody forgot that in March of last year, the WHO actually said the pandemic ended. They did, but it was taken down off the website. Remember, there was quite a few things. The asymptomatic thing, the lady comes out, tells the truth. Then all of a sudden, 2 days later, oh, no, we made a mistake. We read the wrong script. And then all of a sudden, you can't find the information. They take it off the website. So they slip up. They get so arrogant. They get so emboldened that they actually screw up. And it leaks out, but then they cover it up because everybody, you know, the 11 bigs are all with them. So they can cover it up. Censorship. So you can't say, all right, I'm wrapping it up. You can't say election fraud. You can't say anything about the vaccine. You can't say anything about HCQ, which is an incredible alternative, costs 60 cents a pill as opposed to whatever these non-vaccines cost, other treatments. You can't say any of that stuff. Can't get the truth out. You get censored. You get arrested. And you get shut down. Isn't that a big warning flag, a red flag, everybody, that the people that are doing that have another agenda? But they don't want the truth? They don't want the truth? All right, I got to go. Let's do this. We can do it because we're getting shut off here. So I'm not going to play the exit music. I just want you to know it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mask hole. Stop being Shawshanked. Put on your common sense caps and try to leave them on all day. Sleep in them, guys. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Make sure you, special thank you to our partners. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the homepage. Tune into the event. It's going to be life-changing on Friday and Saturday. You can watch it live. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe to the show. I'm going to try to go live on Friday. I don't know how it's going to be. Make sure you have a great weekend. You have a great remainder of the week. We'll be back here Monday. 5 guests, 7-minute segments. Actually, no, I'm doing a special. It's all right. Have a great weekend. Talk to you then.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.